Ever walk into a meeting online and feel like, maybe it needs better security, like a digital bouncer to keep the wrong eyes out?
It's funny you should say that because the sources we dug into for this deep dive, they all point to this rising anxiety around online privacy.
Which makes sense, right? Like, on the one hand, AI is making these calls smoother than ever,
Oh, absolutely.
but the more convenient it gets, the more you wonder who LSE is listening in.
Exactly. And it's not paranoia, right? We've got AI doing live transcription, sentiment analysis, the works.
It's like my brilliant ideas for, I don't know, winning a pie-eating contest. Suddenly that's data for some algorithm to munch on. Not exactly top-secret intel, but you get the point.
And that's where the system, OACCU, comes in. They want to be that digital safe space where what you say actually stays within those virtual walls. No AI eavesdropping allowed.
Okay, I'm intrigued, but how do they pull off this cone of silence? The sources kept mentioning clientless technology. What's the deal with that?
So think about all the times you've been told to update your software, right, to stay safe.
Oh, yeah, constantly.
OSCCU sidesteps that whole headache. You don't actually download anything.
Wait, really?
Yep, it all runs right in your browser.
So less software, less for hackers to potentially mess with. I see the appeal there.
Exactly.
But what about the actual data flying between us during a call? The sources called it peer-to-peer networking, which, I'll be honest, sounds a bit techie for me.
So imagine this. Usually your video call data goes on a little trip. It hangs out on some company's server before reaching the other person.
Like a postcard going through a whole postal system.
Perfect analogy. But with OSCCU, it's more like you're dialing them up directly. Your data goes straight to the other person. No server
It's
layover.
sneaker. I like it.
Fewer chances for someone to sneak a peek at your conversation along the way.
Okay, so we're talking sneaky and secure. But let's talk about the heart of it all, encryption. How does OSCU actually make sure those, shall we say, sensitive conversations stay that way?
They call their encryption impenetrable. Now, that's a bold claim, right? But they back it up.
Oh.
Yeah, they offer different levels of encryption depending on just how hush-hush your conversation is. You know, playing a surprise party. Maybe you don't need the Fort Knox level.
But boardroom confidential stuff.
Theft.
Yeah, you crank that encryption dial all the way up. So
Exactly.
it's like choosing the right lock for your digital vault. I like the sound of that. But let's be real, high security can sometimes mean major hassle. Are we going to need a computer science degree just to log into this thing?
That's actually what surprised me when I was reading through the sources that OSCCU is really pushing this idea of being crazy easy to
Like
use.
what, we just blink and we're in?
They compare it to using your email, you know, like Outlook or Gmail, stuff everyone's already using without a second thought.
Okay, so no added tech headaches. Smart move. Now, there was this other word that kept popping up in the sources, resilience. What's that all about?
Yeah. This is where we zoom out from just one meeting to the big picture. OSCCU, they're playing the long game here. They're building for a future where cyber attacks are about as common as, well, email spam.
So it's less about offering a fire extinguisher and more about building the whole fireproof bunker.
Exactly. And remember how we talked about OCCU being clientless, that no download thing?
Right.
That factors into their resilience strategy big time.
Because even if your computer goes down in a blaze of digital glory,
Which, let's be honest, happens.
as long as you can open a web browser somewhere, you're back in the game.
Precisely. It's like having a secret communication line that's really hard to completely shut down. And that seems to be catching the eye of, well, everyone from everyday folks to, from what I've read, some pretty high-stakes organizations. It's more than just another video chat app.
Okay, now I'm really seeing why our listener wanted to deep dive on this OECCU thing. It's tapping into something much bigger about how we think about online privacy and security in general. We need to dig into that a bit more.
Oh, absolutely. And we will.
So before we went off on that tangent, we were talking about how OAZU is kind of future-proofing communication. It's not just about keeping your whispers quiet today. It's about making sure you can still have those conversations, even if, well, the internet throws a digital hurricane our way.
Great. It's that whole resilience thing we were talking about. They're building for a future where cyber attacks are practically a Tuesday.
And they're doing it by basically ditching a lot of the traditional software, right?
Well, yeah, think about it. No downloads, everything in your browser.
Less to go wrong.
Exactly. Fewer weak points for hackers to target. But there's another piece to this whole browser-based thing.
Oh.
Let's say, hypothetically, your computer gets hit by some nasty malware. Totally fried.
That's to the best of us.
But with OACCU, as long as you can find another device, open a web browser, boom, you're back in action. No need to scramble for install files or worry about your data being held hostage.
It's like having that secret backup phone line, just in case the main one goes down. I could see why that'd be appealing, especially if... Well, our sources mentioned OCCUs being used for some pretty high-stakes stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Imagine, right, a company gets hit with a major cyber attack, their usual communication systems, toast.
Chaos. Utter chaos.
But if they've got OCCU, even if everything else is down, they can still talk to each other. Figure out what's happening. Coordinate a response.
It goes from protecting a single meeting to, like, safeguarding the entire organization's ability to function, which, in a crisis, that's huge.
And that's why OACCU harps on this user-friendliness thing so much. In the middle of a crisis, you don't want to be wrestling with some clunky software.
No time to read a manual when the metaphorical building's on fire.
Exactly. They're going for the, you already know how to use this approach, and like we talked about earlier, integrating with tools like Outlook and Google. Genius.
Because at that point, it's just part of your workflow, right? Not some extra thing you have to think about.
Right. Security shouldn't be another item on your to-do list. It should be the foundation.
Okay, so we've got top-notch security. We've got this built-in resilience for whatever the internet throws at us. AIM-D, it's easy to use. That almost sounds too good to be true.
Well, there's always a catch, right? But with OACCU, I think the big question mark isn't really about the technology itself.
It's about the bigger picture, isn't it?
Yeah. How all of this plays into how we view online privacy and security going forward, that's the real conversation starter here.
And a conversation we are going to have right after this.
Mm-hmm.
So we spent all this time digging into OCCU, the security measures, that whole digital bunker approach.
Right.
But it feels like there's like a much bigger story here. It's not just about the tech itself.
It's about the trade-offs, isn't it? We're constantly making these little bargains with our privacy online.
Because who doesn't love a good time saver? Like,
yeah.
I'll admit, the thought of AI doing my meeting summaries,
mm-hmm.
sign me up. But then you take a step back and it's like, wait a minute.
Someone's got all my words.
Exactly.
And that's the thing. OCCU really highlights that tension between convenience and control.
Which is weird, right? Because the internet's always pushing us to share more, be more visible, more connected, all that.
But OCC is kind of going against the grain there. They're saying, hey, what if the really important conversations are the ones we keep under wraps? What if trust requires a little bit of, you know, digital privacy?
Okay, yeah, that's making me think, is this like a sign of things to come?
Mm-hmm.
Will we all need systems like OACCU in the future? Are people really ready to give up some of that online convenience for more peace of mind? I mean, are we at that point?
I don't have a crystal ball, unfortunately. But the fact that OACCU exists, that they're focusing on, you know, businesses and organizations, those high-stakes players, that tells me there's a real demand for this kind of security.
Especially with AI getting, well, smarter by the minute. And these cyber threats always around the corner.
Exactly.
It's like OCCU is giving us a glimpse of a future where digital trust isn't just a bonus feature. It's non-negotiable. The question is, are we ready for that?
Yeah. And on that note.
Yeah. We've reached the end of our deep dive on OACCU. We've looked at the tech. We've talked about the implications. Now is your turn, listeners.
What do you think?
As you're navigating this, you know, constantly evolving digital world, think about the conversations you're having, the information you're sharing, the level of trust you're placing in the tools you use every single day. The internet might be built on convenience, it's true, but real connection, real trust, that requires something a little more, that feeling that your words, your ideas are reaching the right ears, and only the right ears.
Oh, well said.
And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and as always, stay safe out there.